This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a couch potatoes holiday. It's time for sports. This weekend, the NBA gets going, the NFL gets extra thrilling, and the Boise State Broncos got to clean out their lockers. The boys in blue demolished Arizona State 56-24 in the Mako Las Vegas Bowl. Now they got to head home while lower-ranked teams compete in the official bowl championship series games. And Pierre's Tom Goldman joins us from Portland. Tom, thanks for being with us.
Happy holidays,
and Scott. Also to you. But why? Why, my friend, do teams with lesser records and lower BCS rankings like West Virginia, Clemson, Virginia Tech, Michigan, blah, 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 get to play in the big, rich bowl games while Boise has to play in Tom's bail bonds of bowl games?
And I'll let you know, I'm quite proud of my bail bonds bowl game.
The halftime entertainment is exquisite. Absolutely wonderful.
Everyone comes away happy and out of jail. And what's not to love? Okay, so your question, why? Well, those lesser teams you named are in the big conferences that have automatic berths to these BCS bowls, and I'm sure the computers had something to do with it, but really, Scott, I'm with Boise State head coach Chris Peterson on this one. When the bowl matchups were announced several weeks ago, and number 7 ranked Boise State, which lost its chance to play in the big bowl because of a missed field goal and a 1-point loss, and they were exiled to Las Vegas, Peterson just couldn't bite his tongue anymore, as he's done several times in the past few years when his Broncos have gotten jobbed out of a big bowl appearance. And he said, everyone is just tired of the system. And he added, it just seems like each year it's getting further and further away from anybody understanding what's going on. Now, it's said that Michigan and Virginia Tech and all the others that you mentioned travel well, meaning they bring a lot of fans to these games who fill hotels and eat at restaurants, and everyone makes a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Great. The BCS does a commendable job of matching number 1 and number 2 in a national championship game. How about working as hard for the other 4 rich bowls? You know?
Yeah. We Bronco fans, we're Bronco Nation. We've got a national fan base for Boise State at this point.
Good point. You could travel. You'd travel wherever the heck the big BCS bowl is happening, whether it's the Orange Bowl or the Sugar Bowl. Sure.
Yeah, I would. Listen, let me ask you about the NFL, because they have a merit system there, you know?
Yeah.
Wins and losses count for something. A lot of marquee games are being played later today. What are you going to be watching?
Well, before I tell you that, kudos to the NFL, which understands the excitement generated by great matchups in comparison to college football. The league schedulers started loading up the final couple of weeks with division games last year, and they expanded it this year. So there could be, lots of meaningful games in the last few weeks. And they've got them today, tonight, Christmas Eve. You've got Oakland versus Kansas City, a classic AFC West rivalry that means something because both are still fighting for a playoff spot. You've got Philadelphia and Dallas. And while it's not a division game, the New York Jets versus the New York Giants is going to be huge.
Yeah.
You know, the battle for New York. Jets coach Rex Ryan is shooting off his mouth, as always. And the Giants wide receivers are dissing the Jets' outstanding defensive back, Darrell Revis. So the stage is set, both teams needing a win to stay in the playoff race. It's great.
If you were the Green Bay Packers, firstly,
and I'm not,
I'd be astonished because you'd be 11 people or more even. But would you let Aaron Rodgers take one hike and then sit down rather than play the Bears? Because now that almost every player on the Bears offense has been either injured or arrested, they've only got that daunting defense. And would you take any chance on getting him hurt this last game?
Interesting question and a dilemma. And what adds to that is that the Packers are dealing with, a banged up offensive line. Several of their starting offensive linemen are out, which makes Aaron Rodgers more exposed. And of course, this may be an easier decision for Green Bay head coach Mike McCarthy if San Francisco loses today, tonight, because that would mean tomorrow, Christmas night, when Green Bay and Chicago play, that would mean Green Bay would have clinched home field advantage through the playoffs. So it's this dilemma that McCarthy has to deal with. They also want to get their rhythm back after losing to Kansas City last week. So, but maybe a hold off for the greater good of keeping Aaron Rodgers healthy. If I'm Mike McCarthy, maybe wait another week to get that mojo back and protect Aaron Rodgers. But Scott, I'm not Mike McCarthy.
But you are NPR's Tom Goldman. Thanks so much. Happy holidays, my friend.
You're welcome.